Appendix A, the KISS Marriage Maker Tool.
At the end of each chapter, we have encouraged couples to use the KISS Marriage Maker Tool to ensure that they actually apply the vital practices to improve their marriage. In its original printed form, its size and design make it very convenient to use and fit readily into whatever time management or personal planner you might use. The digital version can be downloaded into your handheld device. See the example on the following page.
Follow these simple instructions summarized at the top of each weekly KISS Marriage Maker form. 1. Review practices. How do you feel about your marriage right now? You may wish to consider different ideas you've learned as you've read the entire book, or perhaps recall your answer to just one of the 20 questions toward the end of any given chapter. 2. Target needs. Decide which facets of your marriage you'd like to concentrate on this week. Some individuals may wish to focus on several aspects of all 6 practices. Others may prefer to work on only one. 3. Establish goals. Briefly write these down on a KISS Marriage Maker form. 4. Schedule applications. Determine when you will apply your goals. If necessary, schedule a time to do so, coordinating with your mate. 5. Implement plans. Carry out whatever plans you've set for the week. 6. Evaluate progress. Evaluate how well your plan worked out. Determine if you'd like to modify your plan next time or if you're ready to move on to another practice.
To give you an idea of different ways you can use this tool, we have included 3 examples for 3 different couples. In the first illustration, the wife has written 2 goals and the husband has written 1. In the second, the man has identified 2 weekly applications of a practice, and the woman has selected 1. In the third example, each partner has decided to work on 6 separate applications during the week, 1 per day for each of the 6 practices.
Example 1. During this next week, I have 2 goals. 1, go to the park after supper, and while we're swinging, share some of our favorite childhood memories. 2. Let Kevin know that I'm willing to support him in the way he disciplines Sally, even though I personally prefer to handle her tantrums differently.
During this week, here is my goal. Make it a point to ask Mary to tell me about 1 challenge and 1 good insight she's had during her day.
Example 2.
During this week, I have 1 goal. Talk with Linda about how my campaign speech fiasco in 8th grade still makes me scared when I'm in front of groups. Second goal. Ask Linda if she would work with me for a few weeks while I practice my presentation to the committee.
My goal this next week. Be more aware of timing and bringing up sensitive issues. Ask Sam permission to share a concern with him after dinner. Example number 3. During this next week, I want to work on 1 goal for each of the 6 practices. Goal number 1. Talk with Jim about the 2 of us taking up country dancing together. Goal number 2. Focus on treating Jim with the respect and dignity he deserves. And watch my tone of voice and language I use when we're with others. Goal number 3. Tell Jim just before we make love some night that I'd like to try slowing things down and find romantic music with a slow rhythm. Goal number 4. Begin a discussion about our expectations for one another. Be sure to include our feelings about relating to those of the opposite sex. Goal number 5. Make a list of the ways the differences between us have made our marriage better. Tell Jim my thoughts and ask for his ideas. Goal number 6. Ask Jim to tell me what he really thinks about the way I act when his kids are here. Have him suggest how I could improve.
This week, I want to accomplish 6 different goals. Goal 1. Monday. Prepare dinner and clean up food. Wash and dry dishes together with Amanda while we listen to music. Goal 2. Tuesday. Tell the guys at lunch 3 things I really like about Amanda, besides her great body. Goal 3. Wednesday. Give Amanda a gigantic hug when I leave in the morning and first thing after I walk in the door. Goal 4. Thursday. Talk to Amanda about my resentment over her folks, but be sure to calm down first so I don't lose my temper. Goal 5. Friday. Make sure we do something Amanda wants that night, asking her to go camping with me the next weekend. Goal 6. Saturday. Take a couple of hours to begin talking about how we can work things out so I can start taking classes at college.
Remember, there's no right way to use the KISS Marriage Maker. Whatever works for you and your partner is best. For example, some marriage partners prefer to determine their application ideas individually, while others find it's best to make decisions and plans about applying the 6 practices together. Nevertheless, couples who want to maximize the benefits of a thriving marriage for themselves generally try to establish the habit of doing something specific on a weekly basis. Be patient with yourself and your mate. It may take several weeks of experimenting to figure out how this tool can best serve your own needs and circumstances. It takes persistent effort, day in and day out, year after year, to make your marriage all that you want it to be.
We are convinced that you will both be well rewarded for your efforts. After all, having a wonderful relationship with your beloved companion can bring an immense joy into your life that's hard to come by in any other way. We wish you every success in using Enjoy the Journey Along Your Marriage Highway and the KISS Marriage Maker tool to make your marriage the satisfying and enduring relationship it was meant to be. We want every couple to have access to these KISS Marriage Maker tools. To obtain your digital copies of the KISS Marriage Maker tools, visit our website, familyresourcesystems.com.